WCBS News Time, 12:21. Well, it's time now for our weekly chat about words with Ben Zimmer. He's the executive producer of VisualThesaurus.com and Vocabulary.com and our resident language maven. Thanks, as always, for joining us, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, we hear you're writing about the most fanatical of word nerds, the crossword puzzle champ.
That's right. In Brooklyn this weekend, we're going to have the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. This is the 34th annual competition, and this really is the premier gathering of word nerds. It's just an amazing group of people who have amazing knowledge of words and have the ability to solve these crosswords at just blazing speeds.
What does it take to be a contender, especially at this level?
Well, along with a vast knowledge of language and literature and pop culture and all those things, you have to be able to retrieve these little facts and details about words so quickly. Yeah. And really, it takes a lot of training, doing tons and tons of crosswords. Last year's winner, Dan Fayer, for instance, has an insane solving regimen where he'll solve hundreds of puzzles a day. So, you know, you have to sort of like keep at it a lot to be one of the top contenders.
And do you know of any of the other top contenders other than the person you mentioned?
Well, Dan Fayer probably is a top contender, but you know, there's, for instance, Tyler Hinman. If anybody saw the documentary Wordplay, that showed him winning in very dramatic fashion, and back in 2006, and then he managed to win five consecutive times before Dan Fayer came. But there are a lot of great top contenders who are all really fast. It promises to be really competitive this year.
Sounds like it. Are these people insufferable, though? Do you think?
They're
do
great.
They lord their knowledge over you?
No, not. They tend to be very nice, humble folks, believe it or not.
And as a true word maven yourself, you probably do the Sunday Times crossword in pen, right?
Well, crossword snobs would say that's the only way to do it. I do it that way. But, you know, a lot of these folks, they'll have their favorite pencil, their favorite mechanical pencil that they'll use for solving, even if they don't really use the eraser very much at all.
Oh, that's very impressive. Well, thanks as always for joining us, Ben.
Sure thing.
All right, that's Ben Zimmer, the executive producer of VisualThesaurus.com and also Vocabulary.com and our resident language maven. There's a link, by the way, to his piece on our website if you'd like to look at it. It's CBSNewYork.com. Just check in the links and numbers section.